Still not Bob Peak.
Ready, okay. Yeah, it's fine.
Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is May Day, May 1st, 2012.
Hey.
You got your May
episode 418. You know, that is so funny that you asked me that. And I don't know why these people in Chicago don't know about this.
What, May Day baskets? Like,
no, the May Day poll, right? Everybody's done that, right?
Well, I don't know if everyone's done it.
Well, but it was a school thing. You did it in school, right? Did you do it in school?
No, but I know just from...
But you know of it.
Yeah.
So I'm talking...
Are we talking about the poll and the wrapping the ribbons?
Yeah. So I'm telling my coworkers about it, and they're like, you're fucking crazy. That sounds like bullshit. It's what they said. And I'm like, we did that in elementary school.
No, I feel like that this isn't really working.
What?
Hello? Hi.
There we go.
That's better.
Put your cord going like around this like I'm doing, so maybe it'll help.
This will be incredibly racist sounding, I'm sure. But don't you work with a lot of black women?
And Latino men.
Okay.
Or Latinos.
May Day maypoles are definitely...
A white thing.
A European...
Oh. And it's like rich people too, right? But we do that in the South.
No, it's a European thing. It has nothing to do with money.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Pee, 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 pee.
Popping
Bring
those
your
peas
down a notch.
Bring your pee-pees down.
Your microphone's not working.
Hi. That was because I think I was breathing too much into it.
Breathe into the mic.
It was the
seriously,
peas.
We need new shit.
Breathe and into the mic, Carol Ann.
We do this for free. Every week.
What are you? You're starting to sound like, what do you call it? The second best Chicago podcast?
No.
Oh. We're
no, that's the first best. PNS Explosion is the number two.
Oh.
Anyway, May Day.
We're number one.
But, oh, fine. But you know, it also, though, is a huge day for
labor, right?
Labor and worker rights.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Do you
like
know?
Unions.
Yeah. Yes, it was due to, you know, stuff that happened on this day that we have 8-hour work days.
Yeah.
So, well, that's May Day.
But it is celebrated as a Labor Day all over the world.
Yeah.
In almost every country.
Because my Spanish professor put it on the board, and somebody was like, oh. Somebody goes, Senora, it is not Labor Day. She's like, it is in Colombia where I'm from.
Right.
So it is.
I loved it.
Its original roots are in pagan religion. Beltane, I think it is. That's my feet, sorry.
Oh.
Someone's playing footsies.
Not me. Ew. Who are you playing footsie with?
His penis.
Oh, we need to stop this for a second.
My computer's, we don't need to stop then.
Should we try the other microphone?
No, this is the same one I've been using every week.
Yeah.
And it's the same one that keeps going out every week.
He just needs to not put
it
in.
It did that at your house as well. Jesus
y'all,
Christ.
Y'all, this is like the number 17 podcast of Chicago.
But there's
asking
only
you, please.
But there's only three, Ricky.
We're still number 17.
Oh.
Who knows? Maybe if, you know, we actually had a website that I knew that your show was sticking around a while, maybe I'd buy some for us.
Well, we have a website that's been there for like 6 years.
And you can tell.
Yeah.
I can still talk.
That doesn't work anymore? What happened?
You can't mute that.
Yeah, I was able
to.
No,
I said you can't mute that to me.
Oh, yeah. I guess whatever.
I have a voodoo over it. I've been taking care of it since it's been staying here at our place.
Oh, okay.
Giving it some love.
Please, he hasn't touched it.
So I'm reading another book based out of Chicago, or based in Chicago history.
Double White City?
Hmm?
Devil in the White City.
I finished that.
Oh.
Which I was not impressed with the end. But
true story.
Well, it just doesn't give enough information about how many people he killed, really.
Oh, literally.
Because they don't really know how many.
What's the name of the book?
The Devil in the White City.
Oh. Did you already say that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was
See, we're not on our computers and we're listening to one another.
Bitch, I'm trying to find you a 1-star review since, you know.
shit going down.
I thought you were reading another book. I thought you already read that.
No, he did. Yeah, but we were talking about that book.
Oh, okay.
So today I started the movie or the book, The Jungle.
Welcome to the jungle. You didn't read that in school?
No, I did. But this is the unedited version. There's like five more chapters to it.
I never read that.
I read it in 10th grade, I think.
Oh, we definitely read. It's disgusting. It's very disgusting.
I know I'm going to puke in my mouth again.
You'll want to become a vegetarian very quickly.
Right.
What's it about?
It's about the meatpacking industry in Chicago.
For me and those listeners who haven't read it.
It's about in 1906 about this journalist that I guess went in as an employee, like a fake, like he did investigating journalism.
Good job.
Big words.
Nice one, Ricky.
Big words with Ricky. So he goes into these meatpacking companies and he saw the things that were going on, and they were treating the a lot of immigrants worked there and they were treating them really bad and the conditions were gross. Like, I was just reading a review of the unedited version, and part that he had to take out to publish the book was this lady actually gave birth to a baby on the floor. They picked the baby up, put it on a meat cart, and put it on the conveyor belt. And the only reason they stopped is because the baby cried right before it went into like the sausage grinder thing. But it was nasty shit like that. That's what was happening. And they made her get up and continue working.
What? When was this?
In 1906.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Like 20 years after the World Fair. Can you believe that? So
nasty.
And it's about like them canning rotten food and selling it to the United States. And Pink just,
that's gross.
And cruelty to animals. Oh my, I don't even know if I can get through it. But
at least there's no elephants in this one.
That we know of.
Maybe there are elephants in the five chapters that are unedited.
I'm starting a new book today.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
It's called The G Quotient, Why Gay Executives Are Excelling as Leaders and What Every Manager Needs to Know.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that'll be like the next Who Moved My Cheese?
Probably not.
No,
that'll be the new Oprah's book club.
I worked at Publix, they were always having us read that book. I'm like, it's the same thing every year. Can we get a different book?
Yeah, I have to read some book. I was selected to be a part of a mentor program. and I am supposed to read some book. Though my mentor's like, I'll step farther away back from it.
There you go.
It's not working.
My mentor was like...
Yeah, I can hear him.
Yeah. My mentor was like, I didn't read the book.
Well.
So you don't have to either.
I just turn him up.
But I will, so.
Did you get the Cliff Notes version?
No, I don't even have the book yet for that one.
Oh.
But also, today was shipped the very last book to ever be written about Sookie Stackhouse.
How do you know it's the last one? She said it was.
She said it was, and I talked to her at C2E2, and mm-hmm. she's ready to get it done.
So my friend Allison, I told her you met her, and she goes, oh my God, I'm so jealous. Is she fat?
Yes.
And I said, yeah, actually she is.
She looks like a Sunday school teacher, which is really funny since there are parts during those actual books where I'm like, I don't think I should read this before bed.
Were they dirty?
It's a little hot.
Oh, was there any man-on-man stuff?
Yeah, there's gay stuff. But she was very explicit about penises and body parts and
body fluid and mouths. And I have to read that. But there's like 14,000 of them, right?
Pretty much.
Okay, yeah. I don't read that.
They're pretty quick reads, though.
I get kind of bored in a series. Like when I was reading the Girl Who series, mm-hmm. you know.
The Girl Who sharded.
The mic knew that you were going to have some explicit